Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by Scott Grant, who's director at London South East. How are you today, Scott?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to what the mailman will deliver today on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm sure you've just got a special delivery for yourself. I've actually gone the same route today, so I've deviated a little bit off of what's hot, and I've got a bit of a Valentine's Day special for everyone through cards, chocolate, gold and diamonds, so that's something to look forward to. A little bit like most men though, I can appreciate the garage forecourt mentality of buying flowers. I can actually find a florist on the FTSE, so if anyone can put me straight and I've missed a florist listed on the stock market, please let me know. My starting point is Card Factory, which is has a TIDM of CARD, which is quite apt. I didn't actually realise they were a FTSE 250 company. So, as I said, today is not necessarily particularly really, really hot companies, just companies, as I said, associated to Valentine's Day and perhaps that people haven't considered recently who might have good stories. So if you look at Card Factory, they have 865 stores, which, again, really surprised me, as I said, FTSE 250 company. They bounced a little bit back from their 52-week low, which was on January the 19th. So, as I said, perhaps one to just have a little research into. And as I said, with those 865 stores, perfect for a last-minute purchase today on Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of cheapskates like myself just buy a card.
Yeah, and I believe, I think their pricing is pretty competitive. I think that's where they aim at. So, yeah, you never know. Moving on to Hotel Chocolat, which you see in all your shopping malls. Their TIDM is HOTC. They were only listed on the AIM market in May 2016, so they're still quite a new share. They've also fallen back a fair way from their 52-week high, although, of course, they haven't been listed for 52 weeks yet, of 313 pence, which was on January the 3rd. Again, if you're looking at this as a company potentially to invest in or trade, their interim results are due on February the 22nd. So it actually might give some people a good idea of where they're heading, how they're faring as a stock market listed company.
Well, interestingly enough, the share price is £2.54, but a bar of chocolate there is £3.85. So probably it's cheaper to go for the shares than actually buy any of their chocolate.
There we go. Very good. And to end today, looking at gold and diamonds. Diamonds, I believe, are still a girl's best friend, but let's go for gold first. Our current share views video is with Mark Child, the CEO of Condor Gold. So head over to our YouTube channel, which I think is just simply /LSE.co.uk, to listen to Mark. So that's the gold covered. And then back to diamonds. I've just picked Petra Diamonds. Their TIDM is PDL, also a FTSE 250 company. If you're perhaps building a case to look at buying these or how good Petra might be at the moment, they're currently paying a dividend, or their last dividend should I say was 1.91 pence, so quite a few investors like a good dividend. How good that is, open to speculation. And UBS on the 7th of February actually listed their share, or recommended their share, as a buy. It's currently at 153.7 or thereabouts, and their target from UBS was 165 pence. Again, they've fallen a fair way off of their December high, but they're still nearly double their 52-week low, which was only 83.25 pence last February. So from 83.25 to now sitting at 153 with a UBS buy recommendation. Who knows, Petra might be someone that you want to have a look at, you want to research for your portfolio.
Of course, rather than buying diamonds, you could just buy Petra Diamond shares for the person you love.
Yes, the same as at Hotel Chocolat, yeah.
Exactly, the full portfolio here.
Indeed.
Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for joining us today.
Exactly.